Judges chapter 17. Now there was a man from Mount Ephraim, and his name was Micah. And he said to his mother, "Regarding the 1,100 pieces of silver which were taken from you, when you then cursed and also spoke in my ears, here is the silver. I have it with me. I took it." And his mother said, "Blessed are you, my son, by the Lord." And he gave the 1,100 pieces of silver back to his mother. And his mother said, "I had specifically dedicated the silver to the Lord, from my own resources, for my son, to make an engraved image and a cast image. But now I will give it back to you." But he returned the silver to his mother. And his mother took 200 pieces of silver, and she gave them to the silversmith, and he made them into an engraved image and a cast image, and they were in Micah's house. And the man Micah had a house of gods, and he made an ephod and amulets, and he appointed one of his sons to be his priest. In those days there was no king in Israel. Each man did what was right in his own eyes. And there was a lad from Bethlehem, Judah, of the family of Judah, and he was a Levite, and he was staying there. And the man went from the city, from Bethlehem, Judah, to stay wherever he could find a livelihood. And he came to Mount Ephraim, to Micah's house, in making his way. And Micah asked him, "Where have you come from?" And he said to him, "I am a Levite from Bethlehem, Judah, and I am moving around to stay wherever I find a livelihood." Then Micah said to him, "Stay with me, and be a father and a priest to me, and I will give you 10 pieces of silver per year, and a suit of clothes, and your food." And the Levite went in, and the Levite was willing to stay with the man, and the lad became to him like one of his sons. And Micah appointed the Levite, and the lad became his priest, and he was in Micah's house. And Micah said, "Now I know that the Lord will be favourable to me, because I have the Levite as a priest."